This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. China's National Health Commission says the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen by 143 to 1,523. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization expressed concern about the increasing number of healthcare workers getting infected with the virus. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies, Michael Ryan, says it is not unusual for health workers to become infected during disease outbreaks. He says the WHO and China are exploring the time period in which the infections have occurred.
Our understanding is that the cases amongst health workers peaked in the third and fourth week of January, and there's been a rapid fall off in the number of cases that have occurred in health workers in the last 2 weeks. This may reflect increased levels of training, increased levels of protection, and also increased levels of awareness.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Federal prosecutors have declined to charge former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether he lied to federal officials about his involvement in a news media disclosure. McCabe's lawyers said in a statement they were told in a phone call and letter that the case is closed and that no charges will be brought against him based upon the facts. McCabe, a frequent target of attacks from President Donald Trump for his role in investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election, has denied that he intentionally misled anyone. The Justice Department's Inspector General had accused McCabe of repeatedly lying about authorizing a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter about an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. This is VOA News. A senior Trump administration official said Friday the United States has reached an agreement with the Taliban on a week-long reduction of violence that could lead to U.S. troop withdrawals from Afghanistan. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
The 7-day reduction of violence agreement would take effect very soon, the official said, and it would cover the entire country of Afghanistan, including Afghan forces. The U.S. military would also monitor violence levels to verify whether or not the Taliban was honoring its commitments. And if the week-long truce is successful, then talks would move into the next phase of negotiations involving all parties.
Thank you.
The announcement comes after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani during the Munich Security Forum in Germany on Friday.
That's Colette Luke of Reuters. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he accepts that the social media giant might have to pay some more taxes in Europe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Facebook's CEO is expected to tell the Munich Security Conference on Saturday he's backing plans for digital tax reform on a global scale proposed by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. According to an excerpt of his speech provided in advance, Zuckerberg will say, "I understand that there's frustration about how tech companies are taxed in Europe. The OECD plan would require digital and internet companies, including social media platforms, to pay more tax in countries where they have significant consumer-facing activities and generate profits." Charles de Ledesma, London.
A federal appeals court has rejected work requirements for Medicaid health insurance that were pushed by the Trump administration. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
One of President Trump's signature health care plans, requiring so-called able-bodied people to work in order to qualify for Medicaid, has been rejected by a unanimous panel of the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C. The court ruling that the principal objective of Medicaid is to provide health care coverage and that work requirements lack specific legal authorization. The case concerns Arkansas's requirement, which may have knocked more than 18,000 people off its Medicaid rolls. In the ruling, Judge David Sentell wrote that the state's failure to consider such a loss to those rolls is arbitrary and capricious. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street Friday with the Dow Jones Industrials lower, but the S&P and the NASDAQ posting gains. The Dow fell by 0.09%. The S&P added 0.18%. The NASDAQ gained 0.2%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.